local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into a Wednesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your evening each and every day. I'm Joe. Austin also with me to give you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Have a lot to get to. There is a poll. We were talking about this, having a heated debate last week about Christmas movies. There is a poll that America has decided what is their favorite movie to rewatch every year. So we will talk about that in the second half hour of the program here today. Of course, all of today's top local, statewide, and national headlines, pop culture, entertainment, and sports, and a little bit of wacky stuff and good news. And, of course, we appreciate your interaction as well. Text line is always open at 850-437-1620. And if you see traffic stuff out there, you can call it in to 850-262-6111. Austin, how are you today, sir? Anything exciting going on in your life for the good of the order to let the good folks know about?
No, not really. Not at the moment. I'm a pretty simple guy, so I haven't had much that's been very eventful since we last spoke.
I think you and I are both simpletons.
Yes.
I'll tell you how my night was after we got off the horn here yesterday.
All right.
So back a few months ago, so if you're familiar at all with the program, our former co-host Gracie and I had this discussion back and forth here. Back when Apple released the new iPhones, I have, up until this year, been a habitual serial upgrader, like the day that you can come out with your phones. I did not do that this year because I have matured. I'm a father now. I am approaching my 40s day by day, and so, you know, there's just a part of me that's like, look, do I really need this new phone? Do I really need to upgrade? And the conclusion that I came to was no. And everybody was proud of me. Gracie was proud of me. I was weak yesterday.
You upgraded? How dare you?
I upgraded. Yes. So I am Gracie, a proud new owner. I am a proud new owner of the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Oh, wow.
I got the white shade. I went from gold to white. I got the white titanium one. It is about a quarter of a millisecond faster than the one that I had yesterday, and it's also a, I don't know what the smallest unit of weight is, but whatever that is, it is that much lighter than the one that I had yesterday, so I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah.
I also needed to get new AirPods because the ones that I had previously were lost.
First world problems so far.
So I was full Apple yesterday, full Apple consumer, doing the Cyber Monday, Black Friday, all that. Christmas shopping for myself is officially done yesterday, so that's how I spent my Tuesday night. Went home and watched the Santa Claus. So that's how my night was. We'll get more on the Christmas movies coming up a little bit later on this hour. We will start here with our top three stories today. And the Prime Minister of Israel says his country will continue fighting after his country's ceasefire deal with Hamas ends. Benjamin Netanyahu calls the release of dozens of hostages by Hamas a great achievement, but adds his answer is an unequivocal yes if Israel will return to fighting. The truce deal between Israel and Hamas is set to expire today after being extended 2 days. Yesterday, Hamas released 12 more hostages and Israel freed 30 detainees. So we'll see what happens here. You know, probably by the time we are on the air tomorrow, if not sooner than that, we will know if the fighting is resumed or I know that there's ongoing efforts. I know Secretary of State Antony Blinken, I believe, is either in Israel now or he's currently en route to try to see if this thing can't be extended further. So we will certainly stay on top of that. Also, here in Washington, the United States, a vote to expel George Santos from Congress is expected to take place tomorrow. House Democrats are urging Republicans to vote in favor of removing him, saying he's a serial fraudster.
I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that. So where everybody's working through that, and we'll see how they vote.
That is House Speaker Mike Johnson. Earlier this month, the House Ethics Committee released a report finding Santos violated federal criminal laws by misusing campaign funds. Finally, in our top three stories here at home, text messages from Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh are revealing a plan in 2021 to redistrict Perdido and reveal a possible violation of Florida's Sunshine Laws. According to the PNJ, on October 1st of 2021, Bragosh sent two texts to David Bear, CEO of the Lewis Bear Company. One at 7:49 in the morning reads, quote, "It would really be helpful if you could speak with Lumen about that, of course. Don't tell me what he says, LOL." Another text a minute later says, quote, "And if you could speak with Steven, that would be greatly appreciated, but absolutely don't tell me what he says, LOL." Bragosh then sent an image showing his proposal for District 1, showing Perdido Key and Interarity included. And according to First Amendment attorney Jennifer Mansfield, an elected official cannot circumvent the Sunshine Law by using an intermediary to communicate to other members of the same board. So that's what's happening there. Top three stories. We'll pause 4:15. Traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So, yes, we were seeing a lot of congestion early yesterday during yesterday's show, but we're still seeing some of that here today, unfortunately, and I've jotted some down here. So the biggest hitters right now are Mobile Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards West Michigan Avenue, expect some issues there. We're seeing some heavy congestion there at the moment. Also, this one's not much of a surprise, Pine Forest Road. Giving us some trouble as well. Northbound towards West 9 Mile Road and even more southbound coming from West 9 Mile. That's giving us a lot of issues at the moment. And another big hitter, typically, Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, expect some backups. If you do get past that and you're traveling even further west towards North Palafox Street, that is backed up as well. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards the General Tiger Point area, we're having some issues there at the moment. Hopefully shouldn't hold us up for much longer. And then in Santa Rosa County, we had an accident reported on Dogwood Drive. Traveling northbound towards Berry Hill Road. Expect some severe backups there until further notice. And lastly, this is another usual one, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. That's also backed up.
Overnight skies will be clear and it will be chilly, but not quite as cold. Low temperatures pretty close to 40 degrees. Thursday, some sun and clouds with a high of around 65. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Another crisp night in store. Right now, we're at 60 degrees, a little bit warmer than it was yesterday, 44, but you know, parts of inland could see in the 30s again. Warming up to 67 on Thursday with partly sunny skies. Rain moves in Thursday night, and then we've got pretty much an 80 to 90% chance of showers Friday, Saturday, and decreasing a little bit to 60% on Sunday. So cloudy and rainy conditions coming back into the forecast. It'll be back into the 70s, though. Kim texts in. She says, why do men always do this? They buy gifts for themselves before Christmas, leaving nothing for the family and friends to get for them. Now, yeah. I will preface that by saying that I would not have had the iPhone upgrade and the AirPods on my Christmas list, but
that's fair.
I am a serial abuser of that offender when it comes to that sort of thing. I do this every year. Kim, you would be my my wife's best friend on that.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of guys do that. I haven't actually acted on it, but I do have a nasty habit of thinking, like I'm doing window shopping. Meanwhile, like I've got like my mom, for example, saying, Right. Hey, tell us what you want for Christmas. I'm just like, yeah, I'll get to you on that. And then I go back to looking at stuff just for my own sake. And it's like,
It is probably just in the genes of men. And
it's in that Y chromosome.
How we're created. Mm-hmm. 4:18 here. A few other local headlines today. So the city of Pensacola, we previewed that this was going to happen this week. There is that at the Miraflores Park, The UWF Historic Trust and the city is involved in this full ground-penetrating radar study. This is to see whether the park is the space of a burial grounds from the mid-1880s, Historic African-American Cemetery. And it appears to be just that. The city holding a news conference this afternoon as that study is taking place this week.
There has been compelling evidence found that there's an unmarked burial ground here.
Could we be standing on grave sites right now?
Potentially, in the sense that we anticipate, you know, the burial ground in this space. We're still surveying and still working through it, so there is potential.
And for Mayor Reeves and Adrian Walker with the UWF Historic Trust there. Of course, back in 2021, you may recall when Boy Scouts found skeletal remains inside of a crawl space at the old Boy Scouts building. The remains were found to belong to a man and woman in their 30s or 40s. And this week, the city started that full GPR study. It was funded by a $22,000 grant from the National Park Service. A big weekend here for underserved and underprivileged families and individuals. There is a group of volunteer medical professionals that will be providing free dental, vision, and medical care to people in need in Milton this weekend. It's through a group called the National Remote Area Medical Nonprofit, and they've done this for the last 35 years, traveling over the country, providing free services at pop-up clinics. And so starting at 6 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday, they'll work on patients on a first-come, first-served basis. Medical services, general physicals, pap smears for women. There's also eye exams and glasses. They'll actually be able to make on-site, depending on if the prescription is among what they have on-site. If they don't, doesn't mean you won't get glasses. They'll just have to make them, and they'll send them to patients about a month later. Anybody wanting to camp out early, because they do expect a lot of people taking advantage of this, is to go to Milton High School. That's where this event's being held. And you can do that starting at midnight on Friday night at the high school parking lot. So that's a pretty big deal there over in Milton. Also, the Casino Beach Fishing Pier on Pensacola Beach is going to be closing for a few months. Escambia County announced that work to finish and take care of repairs after sustaining damage during Hurricane Sally 3 years ago is starting in December. They expect the work to be wrapped up by May. Some of the repairs include timber railing and blowout deck panels, replacing lighting, water lines, and the entrance gate. And they'll also be installing viewing scopes, cameras, and benches. Total cost of construction is estimated around $4.2 million. 421 right now. Quick break. Back with state and national headlines. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
For any of the guys out there who haven't already done this, you need to have your wife come in and make a wish list.
The wish list process is super easy and great. I can put several different pieces on there. And so when Reed goes in to buy me something, it's still a surprise. There's still, you know, I don't know what he's going to get me, but I know it's something that I'm going to love and wear forever.
Don't miss our annual wish list event.
Come in and pick out your favorites for a chance to win a luxury gift.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Recent data from the FDIC reveals 53 top banks could soon collapse just like Silicon Valley Bank. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your savings today using a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To find out more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 and protect what's yours.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here, so we're going to take another check of the roads and weather. Starting with North Davis Highway here in Pensacola, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps you're trying to get onto I-10, expect some issues there, as that's what we're seeing really severely at the moment. Also, if you're on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis, and a little bit further west towards North Palafox Street, that's looking pretty rough as well. And a real big hitter so far this early this evening. If you are traveling northbound and even more so southbound on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there as well. And we've still got some heavy backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. And other than that, we've the last big hitter at the moment is Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are heading towards westbound towards Tiger Point, that general area, expect some issues there too.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 60 currently, 44 overnight, and partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 67 degrees. Taking a look at some state headlines today. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season ends tomorrow, finishing up what NOAA says was an above-normal season. The 20 named storms rank as the fourth highest since 1950. Seven storms were hurricanes, three were Cat 3 or higher. And, of course, one of those Cat 3 was ultimately the only U.S. hurricane to make landfall, hitting as a Cat 3 storm in the Big Bend region of Florida, and that, of course, was Hurricane Idalia.
And Central Florida lawmakers are trying to give more control back to Walt Disney World. The proposed legislation approved by Orange County's legislative delegation would reverse the state's actions last year that revoked Disney's governing powers over the former Reedy Creek Improvement District. It would also prevent the current oversight board from making any changes to the district until the measure is in effect. Given the Republican supermajority, it is not likely to pass.
In South Florida, there's a big bust of an unlicensed assisted living facility. Dozens of elderly, mentally and physically disabled people have been living at this particular house.
We were talking to one of the residents in there that there was right now there's 15 people inside, but they says that it's right about now the capacity is at approximately 30.
Yeah, and police say the staffers were not medically trained, nor do they have proper certifications. So I'm not sure what would... I mean, I understand, and I guess I don't understand, because I have not gotten there in my life yet. But there are people that they just want to dump their loved ones out anywhere. But how this place was allowed to operate, and nobody asked the question, hey, so what is the medical licenses and what is the certifications? Are, you know, just dumping the people in the home without checking that? I don't know how that happens.
Well, in Florida's only snow park is getting ready for its fourth season. Snowcat Ridge is planning to reopen in Dade City this weekend with new attractions. The park will include a 60-foot slide, a tubing hill, an ice skating rink, as well as new holiday-themed play areas.
What do we need to do to get a snow park around here?
Snowing's a good start.
Well, I mean, no, that's not it. Because ultimately, I mean, it doesn't snow in Dade City. That's all. That's like way further south. But I think that the temperatures here would support that. I mean, obviously you can manufacture the snow, and I think on days like, you know, this week, right, where it gets highs, and you know, you could open it in the evening time.
Yeah.
Nighttime, you know, you get some lights up, and you've got like a little snow being an outdoor ice rink, which of course can be made. Mm-hmm. You can have the fake snow there for the tubing, and it's about, you know, 40 degrees outside. I think that would be a nice little venture for somebody, you know, that has the money to do it.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I like that, though. Governor DeSantis, ahead of his debate with Governor Gavin Newsom of California, is putting out his plan to institute term limits in Washington.
If we do that, it changes the incentives in Washington. They're not going to be there for 40 years. They have a limited amount of time, 3 terms in the House, 2 terms in the Senate, to actually get things done and leave a legacy.
Yeah, so what he plans is limits of 3 terms for House members and 2 terms for senators. So, talking about that debate, of course, that's coming up at 8 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. Should be, what, 8 to 9:30 or 10 o'clock on Fox News. We'll carry that live here. DeSantis versus Newsom. Let us know if you care to check that out, or if it's just kind of like the last Republican debate that's, you know, just like, okay, well, they're doing it, but doesn't really do anything for me.
Nope.
I'm kind of in that second camp there. 4:30 right now. National headlines are coming up right after the Fox News break, and look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Pro-Palestinian protesters as well as holiday revelers both expected to attend this evening's Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting ceremony in New York City. Fox's Brian Yenis is in Midtown Manhattan.
The pro-Palestinian group Within Our Lifetime is calling for protesters tonight to, quote, flood the tree lighting for Gaza. The term flood was used by Hamas in describing the October 7th attack.
Police are ramping up their presence. President Biden hitting the road again, praising his economic record and spending on clean energy projects. Today spoke in Pueblo, Colorado at a wind tower plant.
Because of my investment in America agenda, CS Wind plans to invest an additional $200 million to expand the facility right here.
CS Winds is a Korean company and world's largest wind tower manufacturer. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. There soon could be a new powerhouse in the health insurance industry. Citing people familiar with the talks, the Wall Street Journal reports that Cigna and Humana are discussing a cash and stock deal that could be finalized before year's end, assuming the talks don't fall apart. As of this morning, Cigna had a market value of about $83 billion, Humana around $62 billion. Investors don't seem thrilled about the prospect of such a mega merger, however. Shares of Cigna and Humana slid 8% and 5.5% respectively. Stocks overall today were narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrials edging up 13 points, but the S&P 500 dropped 4. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 23. If you recently purchased shares of Petco, you may want to put yourself in the doghouse. Shares of that pet products retailer today cratered 29% after the company reported disappointing third quarter results, a surprising quarterly loss, and revenue that also fell short of street estimates. That's Your Money Now.
Did you forget to add Stamps.com to your holiday wish list last year?
Well, we all make mistakes. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money during the holiday rush for 25 years. Get exclusive rates up to 84% off USPS and UPS services you need right from an easy-to-use mobile app. The holidays are hard enough. Make things easy with Stamps.com. Use code TIMESAVER for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code TIMESAVER.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. On the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams recently told the LA Times that it's a game-time decision as to whether he'll declare for the NFL draft. Williams all year has been the presumed number one pick. Yes, UNC QB Drake May is picking up steam to potentially be the first quarterback off the board, but many still anticipate Caleb will hear his name called first, and you don't pass up that opportunity. Williams may say it's a game-time decision, but in reality, it's a lock that he'll turn pro in a few weeks. I'm Zach Gelb.
Auto Parts Holiday Gift Guide is here. If you're struggling with gift ideas, we have several options for gifts under $20, like a digital tire gauge, screwdriver sets, LED work lights, and more. Our professional parts people will help you pick out the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of holiday joy at the Home Depot, where you can find everything you need to get ready for the holiday season, like all new festive outdoor decor. Spread more joy this season with holiday decor that is uniquely you, like our new 3.5-foot Santa and elf inflatable, each just $19.98. Available in-store and online. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
This is Joe Ford with Pensacola Right Now. I can happily wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I can't wait to spend the next month listening to Christmas music and giving my 9-month-old little girl her first screenings of The Santa Claus, Home Alone, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and of course, It's a Wonderful Life. Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Christmas time. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 4:35 here, so we'll get another check of the roads and weather. Right now, we have an accident report on Pine Forest traveling northbound. If you're just getting off I-10, trying to head towards West 9 Mile Road, you're going to run into the runoff from that accident there. And the same can be said if you're traveling southbound towards I-10 from West 9 Mile. That has been backed up severely as well. And unfortunately, based on how it looks right now, I don't see that dying down particularly soon. As for Brent Lane, another problematic one here tonight, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's going to give you some trouble, as it has been so far tonight. And if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway itself, just past Creighton Road, perhaps you're trying to head to get on I-10, that is backed up at the moment as well. And then we were also covering Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Tiger Point, that congestion is still there. It has died down in the area we were initially talking about, but closer to the Tiger Point area itself, some more has developed. And lastly, Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton, expect some heavy backups there until further notice.
Thank you very much, Austin. Appreciate that. Taking a look at the weather forecast right now, it is about 60 degrees, and tonight's going to get down to around 44 with partly cloudy skies, partly sunny on tap Thursday, 67. Showers coming into the picture Thursday night and pretty much Friday all through the weekend as well. Rain and cloudy conditions with highs in the low to mid 70s is what's on tap through Sunday night. And Monday, cloudy, and then, the clouds will continue early next week, but at least the rain will be gone for, we'll see how long, but I don't really know how long. But, rain this weekend and then cloudy to start next week. 4:38 right now, taking a look at some national headlines. At least one death reported after a U.S. military Osprey aircraft crashed into the sea off the coast of western Japan. Earlier reports indicated 8 crew members were on board, but the Coast Guard has now lowered that to 6. Witnesses say the aircraft's left engine appeared to be on fire as it went down earlier today.
And an investigation is continuing after an explosion at an Ohio auto shop killed 3 people. The explosion happened yesterday at Jimbo's Auto Shop near Cincinnati and was so large that flames and smoke could be seen from miles away. Highland County officials say that 3 people were killed and 1 was injured.
House Republicans say several committees will interview Biden family members as part of an impeachment inquiry over the next few months. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says he welcomes Hunter Biden to testify publicly. Republicans claim the president participated in an influence peddling scheme and illegally profited from his family's foreign business dealings.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sounding the alarm on the rise in anti-Semitism following Hamas's attack on Israel.
When Jewish people hear chants like "From the River to the Sea," a founding slogan of Hamas, a terrorist group that is not shy about their goal to eradicate the Jewish people in Israel and around the globe,
Schumer says,
"Oh, gotcha."
I was gonna say, sorry about that. Schumer says that some of the most extreme rhetoric against Israel is emboldening anti-Semites who are attacking people just because they are Jewish. He said many pro-Palestinian groups marching in the U.S. do not have evil intent necessarily, but use alarming messaging that concerns the Jewish community.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports today. In the NFL, the 21-day practice window has been open for Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's been cleared for some football activities, not contact. What do you think? Do you think that we will see him play this year?
I mean, so far, it's looking increasingly like we will. Wouldn't surprise me if, something comes up and his return is halted more than longer than we had initially hoped. But, I mean, he's making good progress right now. It seems like they're going through the typical motions for him to return.
Yeah, I think it's what it is motions. I'm not sure that this is a serious play here by Rodgers. You have to think back, go back the last 12 months. Rodgers, and whether you agree or disagree, Rodgers has a lot to say regarding medicine. He has a lot to say regarding, you know, power of the mind and spirit these types of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is as the weeks go on, the Jets are getting further and further away from playoff contention.
Uh-huh.
I do not see, traditionally, I would not see any way that unless there's a chance of them going to the playoffs that he would come back. I think that the coaches, I think that the medical staff would stand in the way and say, no, look, man, let's be smart about this.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, and the small iota of hope that I have, because I do want to see this, is that all of the moves that the Jets have made have been for him,
mm-hmm.
and he is by and large the one that's calling the shots on this thing. So I don't think the Jets are going to stand in the way, regardless of whether they're in playoff contention or not. I think Rodgers is dead set on proving this to everybody that he can come back, way less than that, 4 months from Achilles?
I mean, he got
rupture?
Hurt. He got hurt in their opener. Their opener was in September.
Yeah.
That was the ninth month. We're late in the 11th.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's pretty amazing regardless. But we'll see. I'm still not convinced that he'll be back. College football, of course, we had the playoff come out yesterday, the updated rankings. And
yep.
And, you know, a lot of people in the old days when I was growing up and when I was in high school, everybody was all about high school recruiting. Everybody, was recruiting rankings and all this. And now it's kind of like the age of the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And, you know, free agency. One of the bigger fish in the free agent portal is now in there. It's Duke quarterback Riley Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, was really good last season. This season, he only played in 7 games due to various injuries. I think some people are thinking that Notre Dame is the move here. Of course, Duke's head coach is now at Texas A&M. I don't think he's going there.
I think
Ohio State could be in play.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not sure which one is in play. I figured that Elko's departure from Duke may have played a role in this decision. But, I mean, it would be crazy if he went to A&M because he's a dual-threat QB, and we saw a similar thing with Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams, right? So it's like, I don't know. I'm glad, as a Wake Forest fan, I'm glad he's leaving because – I think he's kind of I think Duke is kind of suffering from what Wake has suffered from before, and they suffered from it with Sam Hartman. It's like players get good, and they get media press, and then everyone comes to the realization they're too good to be at Duke. They're too good to be at Wake, and they leave. If Notre Dame got him too, that would make a bond between Wake Forest and Duke that I don't know that it's ever before been seen. That would be insane. That would be symbolic.
Also, women's basketball news. Angel Reese is coming back after a 4-game absence. Of course, she was benched during LSU's 4th game of the season and wasn't with the team when they took part in the Cayman Islands Classic. 7th-ranked Tigers play number 9 Virginia Tech tomorrow. So, Angel Reese is back. 4:45, we'll get a check of the roads and weather and move on to health, business, and science notes today.
Thank you, sir. So we've been dealing with a lot so far. I don't know if anyone's noticed how short of breath I've been by the time I'm done with these traffic reports, but it doesn't seem like that's going to go away anytime soon. Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound, perhaps you're just now getting off of I-10 trying to travel towards West 9 Mile Road. There was an accident reported there that's causing a lot of backups at the moment. Also, if you're traveling southbound coming from West 9 Mile, perhaps trying to get on to I-10, expect some issues there. We've been seeing that so far this evening. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, that one's typically a hard hitter, and tonight is no exception. If you are in that area, please be aware of that. Traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis, we've got some backups there. Traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis, we're having some backups there. Another one that we've been touching on is in Gulf Breeze Parkway, heading westbound towards Tiger Point. We were seeing some pretty severe congestion there. It's starting to break up, but it's still kind of splotchy. So if you're on that road, please be aware of that. And in Santa Rosa County, Pace and Milton areas now, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard, heading eastbound on Caroline Street towards downtown Milton, we've got some congestion there. And if you're trying to come over Blackwater River on Caroline Street westbound into downtown Milton, expect some pretty serious backups there as well.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 60 degrees, 44, the overnight low tonight with partly cloudy skies, partly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 67. In health, business, and science notes today, walking is associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, and the speed could determine by how much. A new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine shows brisk walking is linked to a nearly 40% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life.
And one out of every 5 children in America under the age of 14 use melatonin as a sleep aid. according to new research from the University of Colorado. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has issued an advisory asking parents to talk with a pediatrician before using a hormone long-term in children. Some products tested last year showed mislabeled products that contained 300% more melatonin than listed on the bottle.
In California, a company is one step closer to a medical breakthrough to extend the life of man's best friend. Researchers created a drug called Loyal that they hope will help dogs live longer, and they just hit a new milestone. The FDA sent a letter saying it agrees with the data provided that shows the drug's effectiveness. Dogs would get a shot or pill every 3 to 6 months. Both could be ready by 2026.
And back in Colorado, a Colorado hospital is making history. Some workers at Denver Health are among the first to receive the live Ebola vaccine. There are no known outbreaks of the deadly disease right now, but officials say that this is a way to prepare in case of one in the future.
Austin, here's one just for you.
Really?
McDonald's is bringing back its popular adult Happy Meals next month. The fast food chain is teaming with artist Kerwin Frost to launch the Kerwin Frost Box December 11th. Each meal will include a choice of chicken McNuggets or a Big Mac, French fries, a drink, and a special McNugget Buddy collectible.
Okay, so I've never heard of adult Happy Meals, and I've never heard of Kerwin Frost.
I've never heard of Kerwin Frost. I did hear of adult Happy Meals. This was something they started doing last year, I believe. So, yeah, you get the Happy Meal box, and then the food is just grown up. But, yeah, you still get your little toy there.
Interesting.
I still remember, actually. I remember the last time I ever got a Happy Meal. It was back in when they were in the 90s when the craze over the mini Beanie Babies was going on, and they had those at the McDonald's. 4:50, we'll take a break. Got some pop culture notes in, wacky stories, and good news to finish up hour number one. Pensacola right now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov, A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Before today that Oh Holy Night was a Christmas song?
Yes, I did.
All right,
thank
very
you.
Good. Yes. I feel like I've got to ask.
It's Christmas time. I've been playing Christmas bumpers
so far this week.
I
appreciate that. I'm right there with you. I just got to ask from time to time.
Yeah, okay.
You've got a track record here. So
not passive-aggressive at all. Actually, I think that was just aggressive, but whatever.
All right. Pop culture notes here before traffic and weather. Here's one, another one for you. I put these in because I just know how much you love these things.
Thanks.
Taylor Swift continues to dominate 2023. The superstar singer-songwriter is Spotify's most streamed artist globally for the year. She ends Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny's three-year reign as the world's most listened to artist on the streaming platform. So congrats to Taylor.
3 years? Yeah. My goodness. Anyways. Like that, Bad Bunny is a guy that I don't even listen to.
Oh, it's a guy? I thought it was a girl.
No, it is a guy.
Okay, all right.
But he's like an artist that I have not listened to, but I just know he's not that good. But anyway, all right. Whatever. I will
defer to you on that.
Sean Diddy Combs is stepping down as chairman of his media company, Revolt. The move comes after three sexual lawsuits were filed against him, including a lawsuit by a former girlfriend, R&B singer Cassie, who accused Combs of multiple assaults over a decade. The two have since reached a settlement. Combs has denied all allegations.
Yeah, also, a recent poll, we were talking about this here a couple weeks ago, about the, well, it was last week, the Christmas movies, and yep. There was a poll done about what is America's favorite holiday classic to rewatch every year. The number one movie is Home Alone. I'm not surprised by that. Coming in second, by the way, Home Alone got 34%. Christmas Story, 33%.
Okay.
Charlie Brown Christmas is third, followed by Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And number five is Elf.
Okay.
Rounding out the top 10, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life, The Santa Claus, and Miracle on 34th Street, number 9. Number 10, not a Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Yeah, that's kind of like a cult thing. People think that. But I will say, stop motion films were on there, Elf was on there, and A Christmas Story was pretty high on there. So it seems like my list of favorites outweighs yours just a tad.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. By the way, I watched The Santa Claus yesterday with a critical eye because I had the discussion last week about if I had to choose one
between that and what?
Between that and Home Alone 2,
yeah.
Which one would I do? And I reached a definitive conclusion.
Really?
I enjoy Home Alone 2 more than I enjoy Santa Claus.
Okay.
So I got my top three there. Texter letting us know on some information here. Bad Bunny is amazing. His voice is so sexy.
Okay, well,
so we appreciate that, Texter.
I wouldn't be saying that even if I was his biggest fan.
Good context there.
Yeah.
Do we do traffic and weather?
Actually, no, we didn't.
Okay, all right, let's do that.
I'm sorry about that. Anyways, so yeah, looking at traffic here in the Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling on a Mobile Highway towards traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. We've got some traffic building up there. Pine Forest, from a previously reported accident and just from being Pine Forest Road, is giving us a lot of trouble both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. And then Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard. If you're traveling on both of those roads westbound towards North Davis Highway, those are going to give you some issues as well. Traffic in Santa Rosa County, especially over Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound trying to get over Blackwater River into downtown Milton, that is still going to give you some issues. And Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Tiger Point area traveling westbound, that will also cause you some problems.
I'll do traffic and just or weather in just a minute here. I do wonder, while I'm doing this weather update, can we find a clean track of Bad Bunny so I can hear whether his voice is sexy or not? Because I don't know that I've heard him. I would like to hear this sexy voice if we can make that happen here within the next minute here.
I'll see All if right. he's made a Christmas song.
Speaking of sexy voices.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
10 out of 10 segue.
Yeah, right now 54. All right, we'll hold that for another hour. 54 degrees currently. Overnight low tonight is 44. Also, texter, westbound Highway 98 near Tiger Point is normal traffic. No backups or delays, so thank you very much for that update there. Positive news story to close out. A woman in New Hampshire accidentally threw her wedding ring in the trash and didn't realize until it was already at the dump. But workers managed to find it for her last Friday, and she was able to get it back.
All right.
She was lucky they had some experience with this, as it's the third ring they found for people in the past 2 years. They say this one missed going to the incinerator by about 15 minutes.
My goodness.
Good job out of those folks there. 4:59, that'll do it for us here, hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now.